Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of the 2020 NFL Draft Prospects. We are on location at the 2020 East-West Shrine Bowl, and we're joined with the standout quarterback from Yale, Kurt Rawlings. Kurt, welcome to the program. What's it kind of like being down here and rubbing elbows with all these GMs and coaches that could be potential hires for you?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's definitely weird. I mean, usually you're playing football and you're on a team and you're working towards the team goals. And I think we're trying to focus on that as well. But at the same time, it's like people getting pulled left and right and talking to scouts and GMs and whatnot. So it's definitely weird, I'd say. A new experience of football. I wouldn't imagine it. But I'm lucky and blessed to be here, and I'm just thankful that I have the opportunity to be down here and play. So.
Quarterback your whole life?
No, actually.
Really?
I played receiver a lot growing up.
Okay.
So I played receiver into my sophomore year of high school, and then I figured out that if I wanted to play in college or anything after that, I'm not going to be a receiver. I went the quarterback route. But I played a little bit of quarterback growing up in rec football and all
okay.
that. So I wasn't brand new my junior year of high school, but yeah.
So obviously going to an Ivy League school, academics were definitely a part of it. What other schools were looking at you? And Yale, I mean, what was the decision where you knew you were going to go there?
My junior year was the first year playing quarterback. Didn't have like the best year, I'd say, but was able to, I guess, showcase enough skills to gauge some interest. And the first school that offered me was actually Yale. So I guess it was just meant to be. After that, I think that's how the Ivy Leagues work. Is once one Ivy League offers you, it's like, oh my gosh, like, what are we doing? Like, let's offer them. So kind of other Ivies came in and kind of got it down to Yale and Harvard as the two I wanted to decide between, and both are just amazing institutions and can't really go wrong with either one.
No.
I just spent five hours or maybe not 5 hours, like 3 to 4 hours on each campus, kind of walking around and praying about it and just taking the time to see what the community's like, see the buildings, see the people, just gauge the mood and the energy of the campus. And I think in that moment it was a no-brainer that I wanted to be at Yale, and I would never change it for the world. Now senior year came around, and I had a little bit of better season, and there was, I guess, you could say bigger schools or I guess higher level of competition schools kind of came around. But I was dead set. I wanted to be at Yale, and I realized how there's more to life than football. Now I love football, and I'd love that to be my life, but I was able to have a special opportunity to be able to go to that school, and I'm just so lucky to have had that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I mean, my son was going through the college process last year, and my daughter's going through it now, and, you know, a couple kids that, you know, they talked about their possible Ivy League scholarships, and, you know, you say, hey, I'm going to Michigan. You say, hey, I'm going to Clemson. You're like, hey, I'm going to Yale. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
You're just like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So you get there, and like you said, you know, you're not, it's not a football powerhouse.
Yeah.
But once you get there, once you kind of get the sense, Kurt, that what you're doing can maybe, you know, get you, what you're doing on Saturdays, I guess, could get you a job on Sundays.
Yeah, I think it might be like a misconception. I mean, by no means it's the SEC or the ACC, but Ivy League football, there's good football.
Good football.
Yeah, and it's competitive, which is what matters. I mean, anybody can win on any given day. But honestly, I didn't really start thinking about pursuing football after college until kind of after our last game at Harvard. This year, I kind of, people asked me, and they're like, hey, like, what's your plan? Like, now people ask me if like about football, and then people also ask me about like jobs, and I don't know if it was not wanting to think about it or like procrastinating or anything like that, but the way I've always lived my life is just to invest all you got into what you're doing in the now, and then the future will take care of itself. So I was just focused on trying to win, trying to be the best leader I could be for my team. And I think if you focus on those things, those are the right things to focus on, and success can come from that. And luckily, I was able to have a good season this year, and kind of had just some people telling me that, yeah, you should go for it. Like they believe in my ability, and I mean, I've always believed in my ability as a quarterback. So yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a fresh thought. Just like 2 months ago, I decided that I'm gonna make a go for it, and I'm fully in. I'm fully invested in wanting to do it.
Oh yeah, cool.
Because I worked an internship this summer, and definitely lucky to have worked that internship, and I love the people I worked for and the people I worked with. I don't know. I think football is a little bit more fun than sitting at a desk for now.
Yeah. And it's such a brief window. You still have your whole life.
Yes, yeah.
Now you're down here because you're one of the top prospects. I mean, you're a quarterback in the Shrine Game. I mean, that's nothing to take lightly. I mean, this is serious. What do you think scouts love about you, Kurt? I mean, what are those hallmark abilities when you're under center that they're going to say, man, this kid just, he has it?
Yeah. I think just the way I play, I guess. I might sit here and say I got the best arm, or I might sit here and say that I have the fastest feet. I think just I try to play with a lot of heart, and I try to play and leave it out there. And usually that inspires other people to play the same way. So just the ability to do that and the ability to be tough and stay in there and take hits and do that, it would be, I guess, my first and foremost focus that I try to do. I just try to play hard, but I think people like my the ability just to be athletic. I come from a background of a lot of sports, and
okay.
I mean, I played receiver. So being able to extend the play more than just sit in the pocket. Now, I definitely want to sit there and throw, and I love that, but when things break down, which they do, which is part of football, I think I excel outside the pocket. I think I excel on the move, just kind of. It's not the triple option, but I like to think of it
yeah,
that way.
Okay.
Like if you put defenders into a bind, like whether they got to cover you or they got to cover their pitch guy or the guy they're manned on. So if they step up to me, I just dump it over them. Or if they don't, then I'll take off and run. So,
you feel comfortable.
Yeah, so that's kind of the type of style I like to go for.
Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, it could be maybe your weight room warrior, maybe your film junkie, team captain, maybe the system that you ran. Maybe you would have had 50 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything that, you know, maybe even the scouts question, like, hey, maybe you didn't do this enough or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I probably get questioned about, like, arm strength, stuff like that. This week, I wouldn't say so far I've showcased the best. Just a little rusty. I haven't played in 2 months, but it'll come. Like, I'm not worried about my play. I know I can throw the football.
Yeah.
I know I can put it in a good spot accurately. I just got to start doing it a little more consistently this week, and that'll take care of itself. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how what scouts look at. I don't know what's going through their minds. I'm just out here trying to have fun and play some football.
And
so.
Do your thing. Yeah. What's your favorite throw?
Oh, a completion for sure.
That's a great answer.
Maybe a touchdown, but I guess
on a route though.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, definitely. If you got like a quarter's look and the safety's hanging a little low and you got a post over his head, there's nothing better than that. And
okay.
You can just letting it out straight ahead, so, and letting them run under it, it's pretty nice and it's a good feeling because it's usually a big gain or a game-changing play. So I have to say that.
Nice.
But I definitely try to game manage with other throws other than long posts. So
definitely.
Kind of like them all.
Like you said, as long as they enter the completion, it could be any kind of go. Once again, Kurt Rawlings, the stand-up from Yale, joining us here on the C2P. Monday Night Football is going on. Papa Boss playing. Does family or friends give you a text? Or do you ever get comparisons to anybody? Or saying, hey, when we see this kid play, you know, kind of reminds us what you kind of do?
See, the thing that's tough about playing college football is we practice on Sundays. So I don't get to spend a lot of time playing. I mean, watching NFL as I would like. But, I mean, I've heard, like, kind of like a Russell Wilson style or kind of like a Mahomes style. I'm not going to say I have his arm at all by any means, but just the way they like, get
you
out of pocket. Yeah,
they're able to make a play out of nothing.
Yeah, that kind
of
style, I'd say, has been something that's allowed me to have a good career.
That's just
something
that's instinctive. I mean,
yep.
You can think on the fly quickly, digest it.
Yeah. It almost plays end up better almost that way than they do than how they're scripted.
Designed, yeah.
And I've just been blessed to have great coaches that have allowed me to kind of play that way at Yale. So, now definitely I'm trying to sit back and throw and do what's on paper, but as you know, that rarely happens. Yeah.
Yeah, it rarely happens.
Man, Kurt, you are just a fun kid. I'm so glad we were able to grab you and get you on. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out.
All right.
A couple off the wall questions, right?
Yeah.
You probably like this whole show.
No, I like it.
All right. How about this one? Saturday morning, it could be Friday night. I don't know. Is there any game rituals you go through, or you just kind of just go through the motion?
So me and my roommate, every Friday night, we'd go to Chipotle. When we're home, on the road, it's definitely a little bit tougher. We'd eat the team meals, but at home, we'd always go to Chipotle, and then we'd walk home from Chipotle and sit there. And it wasn't always a ritual, but actually before the Harvard game this year, we watched Gladiator Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. So we just had it rolling the whole week. Kind of that was just kind of mentality on the Harvard. So that's what I'd say. Like the only ritual is Saturday, kind of just I play happy music. I'm not a guy that listens to like some hardcore or like things like, oh yeah, let's get fired up. I mean, I play a position where I gotta be kind of relaxed, just having a good time.
Yeah.
So I just listen to just music that makes me happy.
I always think that there's no ceiling, so you're gonna be a Pro Bowl quarterback. You go to Chipotle, they're gonna hear this interview, they're gonna give you an endorsement. What is the staple Kurt Rawlings burrito or burrito bowl? I mean, what's the, when you walk in, what do you get?
Yeah, no, this one will definitely help a lot of people. I've been doing this for years, honestly. So you go to Chipotle, you get the bowl for sure, because they get you more food. And as a quarterback that's always trying to gain weight, you know you got to eat more. So you get the bowl and you get extra rice. So it's kind of like the goal is you're thinking you're making two meals out of one. If you get a burrito, they can only make it so big because it's in a wrap. But you get a tortilla on the side, which is also free.
Okay.
Double rice is free. And then I get double meat. I usually get like chicken and steak double. I get guac and hot and corn. The hot sauce, I think, is some of the best hot sauce out there. But by getting the double rice and the double meat, and then they kind of like start to match like the other toppings with the same amount, now you have a heavy bowl, and you're able to scrape half the bowl into the burrito, and you have a half a bowl left while you have a full burrito. But they cost it, so if you were to get a burrito, it costs the same as the bowl. So yeah.
That's why he went to Yale, folks.
No. Same price, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That's that.
Appreciate
Ivy
it.
League mind coming to work. That's a great response. How about this one, Kurt? Take us inside that Yale locker room. Does anybody have a great, crazy nickname, and how'd they get it?
It's probably something I shouldn't say, no. But,
We'll say it off air. When we get done.
I'm trying to think.
Did you have a nickname?
There's like when I got in there as a freshman, they started calling me like Slinger.
Okay.
Just kind of because I was just out there
slinging it.
Letting it rip, yeah.
It's a great nickname to have. Especially for a freshman.
Yeah, as a freshman, yeah. So
you got a positive nickname.
That was like my freshman
year.
Yeah. So I've always tried to come up with nicknames for guys. There's like, we had a really small slot receiver, and he's hilarious. He's a great guy. So I started calling him Booger, Bugs. So.
Yeah.
He didn't like it, but it stuck, so, and it's tough for him.
Yeah,
so.
Tough, especially the quarterback. He calls you a name.
But Booger, he's awesome.
I mean, that particular question can have such a wide variety.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we just had a guy on earlier. He said they called a kid Kermit because he looked like Kermit the Frog. Like, you know, I mean, you call me Booger all day. I don't want to be called Kermit the Frog.
Yeah,
I mean, and the final one, and I think this is the question you gentlemen put the most thought into.
All right.
And we tally up the names of the responses that we get, and then we name the winner each draftee before the draft starts on the final show. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch? And I assume you're taking her to the Chipotle.
Up to lunch? She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Her name's Nina Agdal. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she's great. Or... Jessica Alba?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
We hear her name
a
lot.
Yeah. See what they're up to.
You know, I love having quarterbacks on because I remember having Garoppolo on down at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, you know, you're a quarterback, good-looking kid.
Yeah, no,
you know, Kurt Rawlings. Yeah,
and
you know, and I aired that podcast as a throwback on Twitter, and I hope I do the same thing with you. And I'll be wondering, like, you know, if Kurt Rawlings is just winning playoff games, racking up touchdowns.
Well, I got a girlfriend, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, okay, we don't want that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just like...
Just in case.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Well, we don't want that then.
No, she's great.
Yeah, I don't want
she
you...
knows. She knows I have a huge crush on Nina Agdal, so it's all good.
That's not wrong. Hey, man, we appreciate you sharing your time, and I told you, the guys, they talk highly of you, so I'm excited to get you on. Once again, that is Kurt Rawlings, the stand-up from Yale, kind enough to join us here on the C2.
Calls the Pro NFL Draft exclusive.